You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Specials Podcast. A big thank you to Dave Kellner for stepping into the breach last week for the Eurovision Song Contest. What an enjoyable watch that was as well. Rob Dixon is in the studio at Reality Rob. Hello, Rob.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
How did you get on the Eurovision?
Not too bad. It was probably the worst result we could have had was Sweden, but it wasn't bad overall. So if we'd have got Russia over the line, then I might not have been here to this week.
It was highly entertaining to watch with Twitter alongside you.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good that nobody can take any notice for 364 days a year on Eurovision. And then as soon as that Saturday becomes along, everybody becomes an expert on songs, sort of Eastern European songs and things like that. So, yeah, it was a really good night. Plenty of money took. I took nearly £300,000 in running on the night, which is the most we've ever taken in play. So, good night.
And thanks to Gav for stepping
in. Thanks to Gav, as always. And obviously,
esctips.com.
So hopefully he had a good few winners as well.
Yeah. We should admit that we were going to get one of our other friends on today, weren't we? And I think it's a combination of forgetting.
He's got too much money. He doesn't really need...
Your namesake, really. @reality_Tim.
He doesn't need the free bet, does he?
But thanks for the offer, Tim. And we haven't not done it for any other reason than shoddiness.
Shoddiness on the behalf that the on Lee Phelps.
I thought you were sorting it out. I saw it last week out.
You're sorting this week out.
Oh, sorry. So sorry about that. But tweet us and we'll chat. Let's have a look at Britain's Got Talent. That's the main thing this weekend. We've still got a semi-final to get through for Friday. The full list of competitors are available, though. Should we have a look at the Heat 5 winner before we get onto the outrights? Rob, is that the best way of doing it?
Yeah, fine.
We have got, in Heat 5, on Friday night, very short price favourite in Callum Scott at 2-9. Emma Jones, 11-2. Danny Posthill is 12-1. Jonathan Ludwig, 20-1. 25-1, Jessie Jane McParland. Mistasia, 25-1. 33 is Chloe Louise Crawford. And the Beat Brothers, 50-1. Peter Lambert, 66-1. It's not really a betting medium that many people would want to be getting involved in at 2-9. I suppose from our point of view, looking ahead to the final, we need to pick out the guys who are going to get through here, Rob.
Yeah, I think it might be a singer double, this one, with obviously Callum Scott and Emma Jones both very impressive in their auditions. Callum Scott was a strange one. He started as favourite before Saturday.
Yeah.
And he seems to have drifted every day. He's becoming a sort of backable proposition now around...
Is that because he's gone on last? He's gone into the last heat and people have kind of forgotten about him. Money's coming for other people.
There's a good stat that you either want to be on first or last of the semi-finals. There seems to be quite a big emphasis on going first. This is why the Welsh choir, Quoggle and Ethwy, have shortened a lot in the market in the last few days. Obviously, they won the semi-final on Monday. But I certainly wouldn't rule out Callum Scott. I think he's a certainty for the Heat tonight. And obviously, his outright price has come down accordingly. So, so you're sort of pricing... I mean, we're 7-2. There is bigger around, but even at the 7-2, I think that might even be shorter come tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, there are none of those. Whoever gets through tonight, as well as Callum Scott, there are none of those who are going to win the show. So No,
probably not. Not out the... you're struggling really to find... Emma Jones is probably the interesting one, maybe at 16. She was the... how do I say it? The bigger lass who a few tattoos.
Jeez.
Well, it's not. Don't have a go.
You just called her the bigger lass.
Well, that's all I remember. That's all that my stats have got upstairs. Bigger lass. Good singer.
She was the shy girl who had a fantastic voice, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's probably what I was trying to say, wasn't it?
She was very... I suppose, in a sense,
she was the operatic, wasn't she?
She was. If you're gonna pigeonhole her, she's in the kind of the Susan spoil mode. And no one expected to do well.
Nobody expected what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
But then once you've seen it once, and don't forget Susan Boyle never won the show anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
So once you've seen it, that's the act gone for me. And
yeah.
I mean, I think she does get through tonight. I think she's got a fantastic voice. And
yeah,
I think she will get through. Whether she gets through and takes votes off the Welsh choir with it being a sort of similar act, I know it's obviously, it's not more of an operatic act more than the fact that there's 50 of her. But no, it'd be interesting. But
yeah.
I think if she does go through, I can see her getting quite an early slot on Sunday's final while Corgill and Ethwy should be on, if not Laos, then in the Laos couple.
Yeah. So when we're looking at the outrights here, obviously, notwithstanding the fact that these prices might shorten depending on what happens on Friday night, as you mentioned, the Welsh Choir 11-10 favourites. Callum Scott 7-2 as we record this before Friday's show. Jules O'Dwyer and Matisse 11-2. Isaac Waddington 6-1. Jamie Raven still hanging in there. 10-1. UDI 14-1. Emma Jones, we just talked about, 16-1. Old Men Grooving 25s. And Niels 25s, and you get to 66-1 and bigger the rest of them. Let's say Callum Scott maybe shortens a tiny bit.
Yeah.
The Welsh Choir, are they that short because of a lot of money, or that short because of geographical reasons? What's
a bit of both, really. There's obviously the Monday, the fact they won the first semi-final, which is obviously a big plus for them. The Welsh vote should be big on something like this. And
it's not always been like the Scottish vote, has it?
Yeah, the Scottish vote seems to be a lot stronger than the Welsh vote, but maybe the fact that the final's on a Sunday night this time instead of a Saturday might change it around a little bit.
More Welsh people around on a Sunday, are?
Are
you thinking it's more... I just
wonder if you've got a more... Your sort of voting demographic might change with it being on a Sunday rather than a Saturday.
Perhaps. It's hard to know that, isn't it, really?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? So,
we will find out.
But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, 11-10 does seem really short now. We'd be quite happy. It is our worst result in the book, but we will be probably quite happy to take it on sort of over the weekend when we find out the runners and riders. Obviously, there is a wild card to be added in as well, so be prepared.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how those wild cards are fitted in and how the betting changes because of that. But I really can't see if there's a wild card affecting any of the top three in the betting. Can you? I'd be surprised.
No, personally. I mean, we got this last year. It was the ventriloquist got through, didn't he? Mm. And whose name I've forgotten.
Yeah, I can't.
And he was added in about 50-1 in play and got as short as... He got short as about 7-8-1, and I vaguely think he got a place as well. I'm sure he came third. So the fact that it was obviously talked about and stuff like that, the first part of the show, it's a bit like the X Factor one when sort of Amelia Lilly came back in and the Scouse bloke. Maloney, Christopher Maloney.
I forget about the X Factor. As soon as it's finished, I forget all people.
I try and forget about it. But obviously the fact that they've come in later during the show, and obviously there is that sort of that Twitter thing where everybody wants to talk about them, and it does lead to votes, especially on a one-night thing. So whoever does come through the wild card, I can't see them winning, but don't be surprised if they end up maybe third or fourth.
The interesting thing from the semi-finals this time, of course, Rob, for betting purposes anyway, is we've obviously been told who's won the public vote, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, the Welsh Choir, Jules O'Dwyer and Matisse, Jamie Raven, Isaac Waddington have all won the public vote, which means people are obviously invested a bit of money and a bit of time in them. So it's worth checking the wiki page on Britain's Got Talent to see all that information. And it also obviously gives you how the other one got through. So whether it was whether they won the judges' votes as the Entity All-Stars did, for instance, on semi-final one, or whether it was split and went to a public vote. So, yeah, good luck if you're having a bet on that. Who are you going for? If you haven't had a bet, who are you going for?
If I haven't had a bet...
Can you give me each way on Jamie Raven, by the way?
No.
I'm going to stick with Jamie Raven.
I would go for Isaac Waddington.
Interesting. Mr. Carl forgot his name, of course, didn't he, last night?
Yeah, I knew he did the same bet, but I think there's enough sort of questions about the opener. I think the Welsh Choir is too short. I think Callum Scott is on the wrong show. I think he's more of an X Factor performer. I didn't like the dog act, because I can only compare the dog act to Pudsey a few years ago.
But people, Rob, have people got this insane love of dogs in this country, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a dog owner now.
But that was not...
Do you know what's happened to me, Rob? I've not liked dogs for most of my life. Not in a nasty way. I just don't... I have no interest in them. Now I've got a dog, and I'm being turned into one of those people. I walk along and I go... I caught myself the other day, right? I went to the petrol station. There was a little white dog in the boot of someone's car, like looking out on the parcel shelf.
Why would you put up on the parcel shelf?
You know what I mean?
Are you sure it's not the Churchill one that you were looking at? Did it nod its head?
No. And I turned around and I went, what am I doing? I'm now, I watch this dog on TV and I'm like,
I've got a sneaky
brilliant
feeling it's more of your middle age, isn't it?
11 for a dog act?
Yeah, but it wasn't as good as Ashley and Pudsey.
It wasn't, but people forget about that.
Nowhere near as good as Ashley and Pudsey.
I think, I'm not deserting Raven, but I'm going for the dog.
She's got a good background. There's obviously the fact that she's performed at Crufts. They've performed the same act at Crufts as well. Yeah. So
I'm going for the dog here, just because, you know, people just seem to have an insane love of dogs. People go crazy for dogs, don't they? I'm going to go for that, but obviously Jamie Raven backed him from the start. I'm sticking with Jamie Raven. Away from Britain's Got Talent, Big Brother. We haven't really done an awful lot on Big Brother, have we, Rob, to be honest with you?
No, not a lot.
And I must admit, I'll hold my hands up here and say, if I've watched 30 seconds of this, I'd be lying.
Yeah. You've watched every single episode,
haven't you? I haven't watched anything.
There's not really much to report, actually. No. It's gone pretty much according to plan. Aaron got booted out a couple of days ago. For revealing himself is probably the best way
and
to
wasn't
describe
exactly,
it.
It wasn't exactly greeted with much love on Twitter for that, was he? So,
no.
Price is available on the website there, on the specials pages. We've got Spotty. Not a lot's changed in Spotty, I don't think, has it, Rob?
No, not really.
The favourite is Tony McCoy, shortening gradually, 2-1. Lewis Hamilton, 4-1. Rory McIlroy, 8-1. Andy Murray, 10-1, of course, in French Open action. And Wimbledon to come. Katarina Johnson-Thompson, she'll be my pick for the top three this year at 12-1. Because that seems like there always has to be a woman in the top three now. And she's a shorter price than Jessica Ennis Hill, but she's about to take over from her, I think, in terms of the pin-up girl and in her sport as well. Ben Stokes at 33. If he carries on through the Ashes, what he's doing.
100-1 before the Laos test. And
Harry Kane, if he shoots England under 21s to glory, 40-1. There's a few in there. Yeah. Elsewhere on the page, we've got Next Bond, hasn't changed. Weather specials, cold and rainy. Turner Prize, Royal specials, the Bailey's Women Prize for Fiction, and the Next Pope.
That's about it, isn't it? Yeah, I can't make it any better than that.
Rob, thank you for your time today.
Lee Phelps, it's been a pleasure and an honour.
You can follow Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. If you've got any BGT associated tweets to send out, I'm on at Lee Phelps. We'll be tweeting about it over the weekend, no doubt. In the meantime, thank you for listening. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets on the website, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.